Hello and welcome again to London by Guide. I'm Isabel, and during the period of lockdown due to coronavirus, where I'm unable to get out and about doing tours and walks, I'm turning my hand to podcasting. I'm an award-winning London Blue Badge guide and I'm also a city guide. By rights, this weekend I should be leading a public walk around Walworth, SE17, the part of London where I've lived for most of my life. Despite its central location, Walworth has remained pretty unknown. It has a tube station, but that tube station is called Kennington, which is the neighbouring area. It's where Charlie Chaplin was born. But again, biographers often say Kennington was his birthplace. Until recently, estate agents listing properties in my street would say they were in Kennington. Now that the Elephant and Castle is being marketed as the new hip place to move, they list these properties as being at the Elephant. I've never lived at the Elephant or in Kennington. So the genesis of this walk was partly born out of wanting to put Walworth on the map. I was tired of people, when I told them where I live, responding with, "Oh, that's a long way out," or "Where's that?" "Read your Dickens," I wanted to say. "It's where the aged parent lived. The Walworth Road gets a mention in Muriel Spark's The Ballad of Peckham Rye, and more recently, Michelle Roberts has written a novel called The Walworth Beauty. Michael Caine, who lived on the Walworth-Camberwell borders, used to spend time with his granny, whose address was in SE17. It's where the first giraffes were seen in public. They were housed here in Walworth, at the Surrey Gardens. It's where the first promenade concerts were held, where Charles Babbage was born. It's where the campaign for old age pensions began, where the National Labour Party had its headquarters. It's where Frank Bowling has had his studio for nearly 40 years. It's also a very neighbourly neighbourhood. When people state, as though it's a universal truth, that we don't know our neighbours in London, I know at once they don't live in SE17. Every trip to the shops will involve waves, hellos, inquiries after health, or extended chat. An artist neighbour, who had a local residency with a novelist, said the writer was amazed at how friendly people are, how willing to stop and to talk. My friend Danny reckons this aspect of local culture is due to street markets, particularly East Lane, where Charlie Chaplin was born, that the patter and chatter of the market migrated into the neighbourhood at large. Everyone has a story. If you tune in to Barry Knight's Big Night In on YouTube this Saturday at 6 p.m, you'll see Danny, he's the one playing the music, and you'll doubtless hear lots of Walworth-related stories. Don't miss it. There are numerous stories I could tell you here about Walworth, and maybe I'll come back another day and do that. But I'm going to choose just one to end this short podcast with. There's a street called Liverpool Grove, home to a John Soane church, St Peter's, which is widely regarded as Walworth's most beautiful building. Also on that road is a building once called the Sutherland Chapel. You can still see the name above what was the West Door. It's now been converted to flats. It was built as a non-conformist chapel in 1842, and non-sectarian Christmas dinners were held there. It closed in 1904 and later became one of the earliest cinemas, the Electric Theatre. Before the advent of the talkies, a film's dialogue would appear on screen for the audience to read. But not everyone was literate, so those who could read it aloud, but at different speeds and at different volumes, each giving his or her own interpretation, making for a very noisy cinematic experience. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe. Keep well.